Chapter 10, Other Helpful Features. Word Accessories. The Bell Light is obviously a very handy device for so many tasks, but oh, how frustrating that it can't pronounce certain things just right. Well, that's the price you pay for a mechanical speech, isn't it? Not really. You can get the Bell Light to pronounce things just the way you want. The Word Acceptance Dictionary takes care of funny-sounding words, proper names, and abbreviations. You can create a special file containing unusual words or letter combinations, acronyms, that the Bell Light may not recognize. Take, for example, the letters USA, a very common abbreviation, isn't it? Yet, the Bell Light can't be expected to take everything into account. Get into an existing file or create a new one for practicing with this concept. For our example, we'll use our practice file from Chapter 4. Get into it now. Let's start with a clean slate. We'll assume your practice file is empty. If it isn't, delete whatever practice junk you have in it at this time. Write USA. And notice that the Bell Light says USA. As if it were Word, we'll create a file called word.sit to keep track of such anomalies so that when we write the abbreviation, the Bell Light will pronounce it correctly. Next, we'll write the file name with a computer braille period, .46, and not the grid 2 period, .256. Bring up the files menu and create a file called word.sit, having one Bell Light page, and having their translation off. Within this new file, write in ASCII only, not in grid 2 braille, the letters USA. Just as before, except that this time, follow the letters immediately by an ASCII equals sign, .123456, then write each letter separated by spaces. So your text will look like this. We spell this out precisely in Braille terms for clarity. USA, .123456, U, space, S, space, A. Now, press the carriage return, .464. You have just created your first word exception. Return to your practice file where you have the text that caused this havoc in the first place. Does the Bell Light now say USA? Or does it still say USA? It may or it may not. That depends on whether the Bell Light is awake and looking out for word exceptions. Check the status menu to see whether word exceptions is on. Bring it up in the usual way with an ST fan cord and jump to the setting by writing an E for exceptions. The Bell Light should say something like, exceptions check on. To turn it off, simply press an N. To turn it on, press a Y. Exit the status menu with an E cord. What's important about the word exceptions dictionary is that you must be using computer braille when you write in it. You write the word, phrase, or acronym, followed immediately by an ASCII equal sign, and then the correction. The word exception checker is especially nice for proper names and for all those alphabet soup acronyms floating around nowadays. Point 2. The one-handed Bell Light. Some people need to use the Bell Light with one hand rather than two. For those special cases, the Bell Light can be turned into a one-handed device. To turn a Bell Light into a device that accepts two sticks for one-handed use only, simply press a .6 as you turn on the unit. The Bell Light says, one-handed mode on. Bell Light ready. File name now open. From now on, the Bell Light works like this. The space bar is the focal point. To write a character that involves only dots to either side of the space bar, simply write the character, for example, an L, .123, followed by the space bar. The space is not entered into your file, just L. To write a character that involves dots on both sides of the space bar, S-A-R-G, then write the left half first, .12, and then the right half, .45, followed by a space bar to enter the character into your file. You could have written the right half first, then the left half, or you could have just pressed each key individually. The important thing to remember is that the character is entered only after you press the space bar. To enter a chord is a little more complicated. You enter a chord in one-handed mode by starting with a space. Then, you press the appropriate dots on either side of the space bar and end with another space. For example, to get to the end of the file, normally a .456 chord, you press the space bar, then write .456, then press the space bar again. The bell light will then say, end of file. We suggest you only use this mode if you truly require it. For most users, one-handed mode is unnecessary and potentially confusing if you accidentally get into it. To return the bell light to two-handed mode, simply press a .3 when you next turn on the unit. And point 3, review only mode. If you want to review the contents of a file but don't want to bother with chords to read paragraph after paragraph, you can place yourself temporarily in review mode. Press an O chord and at the option prompt, write an R. The bell light says, review on, OK. Until you issue another chord command, any chord will do, you can write dot combinations you normally execute with the space bar. For example, .4 reads the next line. .14, or the letter C, reads the current line and says, exit review mode by simply pressing any chord. The bell light says off, or turn the unit off altogether to return it to normal use. The next chapter examines macros, and no, we don't mean this.